Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Medium Show. Let's get it going.
Attention, you are now listening to the Extra Medium Show with your hosts, Alex and Corey.
Corey, bro.
What's up?
You ever been on TV?
I've been on like public access TV.
For what?
Just like school stuff.
Okay.
Like when I was a little kid, they had like some thing where you come in and tell them what you want to be when you grow up. I did not become what I want to be.
It was first grade. So 2001. It was right after 9/11. And our school raised money to buy a fire truck and a police car for New York.
Wow.
And it was like a change coin drive thing. And I got picked with another one of my classmates, some girl, to like push out the jug of coins to whoever was receiving it.
Okay.
And like Channel 3 News was there or something. And I was on the left side, but they were on the right side of the room. And I looked out the door and I saw them. So I told the girl, I was like, hey, you know, I really walk better on the right side. So can we switch sides?
You had a side in first grade?
Yeah. And so we switched. So then I got to be on you got to see me pushing out the cart instead of. Sweet. It's kind of a shitty thing to do, but.
Huh? Savvy.
You know. You got to get your fame. Chances, man. Right, right. You're 15 seconds.
You got your shot. Take it.
Yeah. You know. But I really think, even though that I at least got C-list celebrity status from that, I really think I would thrive on, like, a reality competition show.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's some where I wouldn't handle too well, but there's some that would be sweet, you know?
Something like fun to do. Like what do you think you would be good at?
Survivor.
Explain, please.
Well, I mean,
because I've been in the outdoors with you. And
you saw me in my natural
element. I don't see it. Yeah.
No, I've seen enough seasons of Survivor that you don't, I mean, you have to survive, but compared from season 1 to season 40 now, that's a real number. You don't have to really survive as much. You just have to play Survivor. It's about the alliances, you know.
So you could compete in Survivor 40. You couldn't survive in Survivor 1.
No, in Survivor 1 they were surviving.
Yeah,
and that's not for me. No, you get biggest concern with being in the outdoors is getting a tick.
That's not the on to being stranded outdoors.
Yeah.
Are you gonna eat, man?
There's you find food. Ticks you may not find.
I just saw you pick salad out of a sub. You're gonna find food.
Yeah, when he's hungry, he'll make a way.
Yeah, there's an epidemic of Lyme disease on the East Coast right now, caused by ticks. Okay, warmer winters. Longer summers, it's just a breeding ground for parasitic insects. But anyways, back to Survivor. I used to watch it with my mom and my grandma growing up, and I thought it was the most boring show in the game. But now, watching it as an adult and seeing the alliance is broken and created, it's a beautiful thing to watch.
But it's a different game.
So you'd be better at playing the game than actually
surviving. I want nothing to do with surviving. But I think I could play the
See, I was on competition games as a kid, like when I was a little kid. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
That's OG status, right?
Man.
There. That was such a good show.
I wanted to be on that show so bad. Everybody wanted
they
to.
They picked the
Barracudas.
The most randomest people to be on that show.
Like, is it one of the shows where they just pick people from was the studio at a park or something?
No, it was a set, and it was like set of like a cave,
right. And it has the talking, like, carved.
And they had little competitions for the kids to play.
Yeah.
And all the kids sucked all the time.
Yeah. They couldn't put three-tier monkey together.
I heard that. No, I saw a video about that. And it was, they made it really hard, but a way where you couldn't tell it was hard. I don't remember how it happened. But there was a reason for that. I know that.
It was the most frustrating thing in the world.
Yeah, but you know, if you would have gotten on there, you would have.
I was a little kid, like just yelling pissed. At the TV. Put me just on there.
Pacing back and forth. These sons kids of
don't.
Bitches.
These kids don't deserve this. They sucked.
No. You got to give them the benefit of the doubt. I was just watching. Now this is a game show, but Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And it was pissing me off because they have to explain their answer every answer, and it's like. In the beginning, when the answers are like, if you miss those answers, there's something.
What's a prime color? Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean,
yeah.
That's a little tough. That's like a.
But game shows are a whole nother. That's a whole nother category.
You're right. Right. Right.
Game shows. We could get into that in a whole nother.
No.
A whole nother day.
You know what? One of my guilty pleasures is that I get sucked into.
What's that?
The Bachelor. The Bachelorette.
Don't say you get sucked into it.
Mm-hmm.
You
I can't stand
willingly
it.
Willingly
The drama, like Jesus,
it's artificial drama.
That may be, but I'll tell you what: the last couple seasons, they got the contestants just leaving, falling in love after one episode. Like the Bachelorette just had the chick; she fell in love with this dude. And she made the season end early, so they had to find a new chick. And they got engaged right away, and now they're already divorced, or not together anymore, because he was just using her to get his spotlight. They got engaged after, like, 2 weeks.
Do you prefer The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
The Bachelor.
You like this?
The Bachelorette. Because the dudes get really pissed at each other. I mean, the girls get pissed at each other, too, but... The dudes, they get angry, and it's pretty funny. And not, I don't want to say a lot of them are tools, but you have different personalities.
I prefer Flavor of Love.
Okay. Okay. I mean...
That shit was so stupid.
Did he find love?
No. Wait, I don't know.
When shows start having multiple seasons, you start questioning.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, but that's just like Rock of Love. With the dude from Poison, Bret Michaels, who 80% chance he's my dad, and I'm sticking to that story.
You need to grow your hair out so we can really tell.
Just wear a bandana all day. Okay, we'll see. I mean, he might be getting a letter in the mail at some point, but we're still seeing what that's going to be like.
Double Dare when I was a kid was also a great show. Yes, it was. Along the same, the kids competing. So it was another thing that every time I watched it, I was like, this needs to be me.
I don't know if I've ever seen
it. But it was always filmed in California. And it always felt so far away as a kid.
They were always filmed in either California or like Florida. And it's just like, come to Ohio.
Who's going to come to Ohio to film a freaking
TV show? Yeah.
Some of the contestants in The Bachelor and Bachelorette are from Ohio. I mean, that's...
I mean, did they ever have, like, American Idol auditions in Ohio? I would imagine they did.
Probably Cleveland.
So, not on TV.
Yeah. I think, actually, the closest ones were in, like, Indiana. I know, like...
Gary, Indiana?
No. I like all those shows, but just the beginning. I like to see... The bad people mixed in with the good people.
See, I feel bad for the bad people.
Well, of course, but they're signing up for it, man, you know.
Like, they gotta know going into that.
Yeah.
Unless everybody their entire life has lied to them and told them they're good at singing.
Like, if you can't even judge yourself accurately, you shouldn't even try, in my opinion.
That's true.
Like, you gotta be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
I think some people, though, go on knowing they're bad and hope to get William Hung famous. Like that.
True.
That guy. Yeah.
See, I like The Voice more because they don't show that. The people who audition are usually pretty decent.
I feel like they show less of it on American Idol now of the bad people than they used to. But
I never was a fan of American Idol. I didn't like the, like, I don't know. I didn't care for the judges.
Simon Cowell?
Yeah.
I don't like. I mean, I don't care for him.
America's Got Talent is good. Yeah. I like that. I really like when there's like a cool dance crew on there or something. You know?
See, I don't have interest in
but
that.
But then they get sentimental and then people in the audience start crying and that pisses
yeah,
me
they
off.
They start like, going off the stories more yeah. than the actual performance.
Yeah, and then...
And somebody will get a pass.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
They have a
yeah.
backstory. Somebody will last on the show for like weeks on end just because people feel sorry for them. That's not what the show's about.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know. If you're good, I understand, but yeah, if you're just there for the sentimental factor, then... Yeah.
Could you do a Fear Factor situation? No.
I think I could.
Alex can barely handle my dog.
Yeah, so I can't do, like, I don't think I would be able to do the first challenges. Like, where you're laying in a coffin
like
and
like fear, fear challenge, like...
Yeah.
Or eating things?
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. But I think I could do the
ones where you have to like jump from a car to a truck or yeah, something like that.
I'd do that.
Those are
because you're not gonna die.
You're not gonna die from any of it.
Well, I'm just saying.
If you die from it, your family's getting paid.
Hey, it's all about me. No, but like hanging from a helicopter, climbing a rope ladder.
Why couldn't you die?
They're not going to let you die.
You're strapped to the helicopter.
There's got to be a fallback.
You have a safety line.
That's easy to say now.
Yeah.
And it's not, a whole other thing when you're actually in it.
You're not going to die like when they pour snakes on you and stuff either. But, no. But snakes are icky.
Well, yeah.
You're a 12-year-old girl.
People are scared of heights.
I'm scared of heights, but I'd rather do that than touch a snake.
You're scared of heights. Hold on. You're scared of heights, and you're telling me you think you could hang off a helicopter?
Yeah.
You're insane. You're just talking shit.
No. Like, I am scared of heights. Like, when we went to New York, I didn't go out on the outside deck at the Empire State Building. I stayed
bro, you're not hanging off a helicopter.
Bro, he couldn't even look out the window.
I looked out the window.
You're lying to yourself. No. You're lying to yourself.
No.
Because we don't believe you. So
I'll tell you, my lack of desire to touch a snake outweighs my fear of a helicopter.
Snake, you wouldn't touch it?
I probably wouldn't go in your apartment. What's the point of having a pet snake?
To feed it
mice. It's an animal. No, it's a living thing.
I'll tell you what, I knew a guy once when I would go over to his house. He had a pet turtle that he would feed goldfish to it.
Hmm.
He would get a bag from the pet store of like 50 goldfish and just dump them in and watch them.
They would flop around?
Well, they were, the turtle lived, it was half water, half land. Oh. So they were in the water.
I'm a dumbass.
So he would watch the turtle just attack and it was nature, you know. And eventually the turtle would get full and he would start playing with the fish, and it was just a weird dynamic.
Yeah
So that's why I'm so in touch with nature. And
yeah,
you know,
if you were blindfolded though, would you like touch a snake?
Nope could be a wiener.
So you couldn't do Fear Factor
could be
at
a
all
wiener.
You couldn't do Fear Factor at all. So basically what you're saying is you're scared of everything.
Yeah.
So you couldn't do Fear Factor.
Yeah, but okay.
Just
but,
admit it. That's all I'm getting.
No, but okay. But if I had to pick a fear challenge, I would do the helicopter type stuff. Dude, you get me on like.
So you need to be on more of like the OG American Gladiators. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what I came up on. Like, when I was a little kid, I was like, those dudes were badass. That's physical competition, like, man on man.
I mean, I'd like to think I would do that, but I have to be realistic with myself and know that I'm not driving a Ferrari right now. You know what I'm saying? This body's more of like a Volkswagen.
American Gladiators was the best.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gladiators.
Did you ever watch it?
Yeah.
They redid it, but the OG
Think I watched the redos.
Yeah. Nah, the old one.
And they were all just like bodybuilders and stuff.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, they had regular people going against the
bodybuilders. Yeah, they would have like the same American Gladiators every week. And then contestants would come on the show and battle the American Gladiators. Hell
yeah. They would like almost never.
And they would, the Gladiators would destroy them all the time.
Yeah, they'd be climbing a tower of blocks and the Gladiators would have like a 50-foot lead on them. Yeah.
Have you ever seen what was it on Spike? It was MXC, right?
Yeah. Oh yes.
Most Extreme Challenge. It's like an Asian, like American Gladiators kind of thing, but it was dubbed by English or like American guys.
Yeah.
And it was a parody of one of those shows, but it is hilarious because the people are just getting messed up the whole show.
Yeah, that's where like the big balls rolling down the
safety nets.
On yeah, just getting wrecked.
Yeah, I'm into that.
I mean, pain's a good thing to watch.
Yeah,
you know when it's not
you
emotional or me. Yeah, basically.
No, real quick. American Gladiators was 1989 to 1996, like right in the sweet spot. The names of the gladiators:
okay.
Gemini,
ooh,
Laser, Turbo, Diamond, Malibu, Ice. They were awesome.
How much cocaine was involved in the production of this show?
Probably a lot.
Golly.
They were the best.
Just doing rails of it.
And just annihilating normal civilians.
I love it. Do you ever... one of my, like... comfort zones is watching like food competition shows.
Okay.
Like
Cake Boss.
Yeah. Weird. I'm not into baking though. You know, I'm a man. So
there's nothing wrong with baking, man.
No, I do like Chopped is the best one to just put on and maybe probably not even watch it, but just have it on. But you've watched Chopped.
Yeah. Right? And it's Chopped Kids.
Chopped Junior.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they have like Chopped All Stars. And it's all fun. It's a good challenge. Do I think I could do it? Not at all.
No.
Do you really think they don't have any time to come up with the dishes? Like, for the entree round, you have 30 minutes and it starts right there. And not only do you have to cook everything, you have to think about it.
Yeah.
Do you think they like give them
a No, I bit? Don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's pretty realistic.
I think they give them a heads up on, like, what to expect. Like, they don't give them exactly, like, the special ingredient that they have to use. I don't think they give them that, but I think they give them, like...
Like an idea of what...
Yeah, like, you know, it's going to be seafood.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Or, you know, you're going to have... It's a dairy base.
Right.
Or it's baking.
Right.
Versus frying, so...
Do you, have you ever gotten down with the Great British Baking Show?
No.
I think that's what it's called.
No.
Yeah, no. I've
it's a competition?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, no. I think I've seen like one or two episodes.
It's the most British thing. Like, just assume what the most British thing is, and it's that show.
Tea.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the most polite. It's all just bakers. They bake in a tent in some English country yard thing. And they just make like scones one episode, and they'll make like a pineapple upside down cake, and it's the narrator will put you to sleep, but in a good way.
That doesn't sound good.
It's the most boring show you will ever watch, but it's also nice.
Yeah,
you know that. Dana and I watch Beat Bobby Flay. You ever seen that?
No.
That's like a newer show it's on a lot on the Food Network, but it's It started out being two chefs, but it's just two friends of Bobby Flay's will each get a chef, and then those chefs will compete against each other to be able to compete against Bobby Flay.
That sounds...
What?
I just got him.
Well, the twist is when they go against Bobby Flay, they get to choose to cook their like signature dish, and Bobby Flay has to cook it too.
And Bobby Flay wins every time.
Most of the time. I mean, well, but they're chefs too. It's not like...
Yeah. I like nailed it.
Where
they try and make...
Yeah. That's like...
And it turns out shitty every time.
That's basically how not I would every be. Time.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, but that's cool. That's cool to me. It's like normal people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like obviously a person who bakes for a living could go in there and make some nice... Like I like to see regular people. I think that's why I like American Gladiators. That's why I like Fear Factor. That's why I like nailed it, because of regular people.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. You don't have any, so you're probably going to say no, but would you be a human canvas on Ink Master? Do you know how that works?
You get random tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, I mean, they have like each episode is like you might get like an American traditional tattoo or like a black and gray tattoo.
I think if you have tattoos already, that's fine, but I am a clean canvas. I don't have anything on me, so my first, I mean, I guess if the money's right,
just get a free tattoo.
Oh, well then no. Hell no.
Some of the tattoos are really bad too. Like,
the lines won't be straight. Yeah. At all.
These people are professional tattooers, and you would even say some of the best of the best.
Professional tattooers?
Did I say tattoo artists?
That's probably better. I don't think. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Whatever. You would assume that they're the best of the best. And then, like, I know for sure there was one episode where the person was drawing a pinup girl and he gave her two left feet. Wow. Like you shouldn't mess things up like that, you know, like if you're on the show
it's forever, man.
But that makes me think, and I think a lot of tattoo artists would agree, is it's not the best tattoo artist, it's the most like characteristic people, to put it a good show with like drama and stuff like that.
Drama for me. Road Rules became super popular.
Okay.
I used to catch that all the time. Then that evolved into The Challenge.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if you ever watched that.
I've seen it.
It's on in my house a lot. You would like it, I think, because it's physical challenges. It's not, it's like that Fear Factor stuff.
I think I've seen some scenes where guys are like kicking the shit out of each other.
Yeah, it gets intense, man.
Like if you're voted in the bottom two, you have to go up against each other.
My wife watches it a lot, so I don't necessarily watch it, but it's on a lot in my house. And like I walked in the other day, and two women were tied to each other, and they just had to pull each other in the opposite direction and get to like a pole on each side, and it lasted like 40 minutes. Like they're just dragging each other across the thing, and it just gets super intense. Damn. And then they form alliances, and then they have it's like the same people come back over and over. Like,
do they have like
guy Johnny Bananas and to?
Do they have like a house they go back to?
Yeah,
so they're not, it's not, it's like The Challenge you get for sent Survivor. Home.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Is there a winner?
Yeah,
and they win cash, like it's like a bunch of money. There's like $1 million ones. There's
Hell yeah,
it's a good show. You should check it out. MTV, I think. Yeah,
did you ever watch any of the old Challenge, like shitty shows on MTV, like Room Raiders?
Yeah, I watched all that.
Room Raiders. There was
the Next Bus.
Yeah. And then there was
so dude used to step off the bus and the girl be like, nope.
There was
2 seconds.
Meet the Parents, wasn't that what one was called?
I think so.
Yeah, they hate your like boyfriend or girlfriend,
and they set you up with a new person.
Dude, they're all so bad, but so great.
That was a golden era for
that
kind of TV.
Yeah. Room Raiders, I always thought maybe I'd be on this.
And why would you want to be on
it? I don't know. I
expose on everything, all your dirty socks.
I had like the interview scene for when people go through my room. I had it already like planned out. Like, you know, that I don't know. You never know. I didn't know how it worked either. What about It's similar, same time period, but different kind of show, Pimp My Ride.
That's not a competition
show.
No.
But it's like the same era. I just watched a video on like Facebook.
It was all fake.
All fake. And it was all exterior stuff too. Yeah. The engines, the cars wouldn't even. Yeah.
And they took stuff off after the show and took it back. And yeah, it's a scam.
You can't trust MTV unless they want to sponsor us, and then we can go from there.
I did see a few people say that their car got better. Like, their car was better.
Would you drive a pimped out car?
No. Not one of those.
I don't know. You wore a white tux.
I looked sweet in my white tux.
I don't know.
I did. I was there. A show that was really popular for a while. I didn't really watch a whole lot of it, though. The Amazing Race.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever get into it?
I think it was on after Survivor, so I've watched it when I was, you know, watching it with my mom.
Yeah, I don't think I really understood it when it was on. I was young, but once I got older, I watched a little bit of it. And it was okay.
They like literally like race around the world, right?
Yeah, like you have to. It's almost like a competition of how
you get your own points, right?
Yeah,
like your course,
and then you have the first one that gets a destination will win.
Yeah, basically,
and you can take like. You probably don't fly, do you?
No, but I think you're allowed to like book a flight and then go here and get a boat.
Yeah.
Do whatever.
Riding bikes.
Ride. Yeah, I mean.
Can you imagine? You got to think people ride bikes like across Europe, right?
Yeah, bicycle across Europe, yeah.
Like that's like the Tour de France.
Yeah.
Like much bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't do it.
You can literally ride a bike from country to country in Europe.
When's the last time you guys rode a bike?
12 years. Like 2 years.
Okay. I bet you look funny riding a bike.
I look fast.
He probably has a whole get up.
Would you wear one of those like tight bike spandex uniform things?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I'd wear like a reflector. I don't ride bikes, but I would. I'm not going to be in spandex. So I don't need to be any more aerodynamic.
But, you were built for speed.
If you say so. Speaking of bicycles, that takes us into our next category, the countdown.
Yes, sir. All right. So, what is this, number 98?
Yes.
Bicycle thieves. All Italian.
Yes.
What was it, 1942? Eight?
48, 49, something like that.
Yeah.
It's after World War II. Definitely. Post-World War II.
Yeah.
Mussolini died 45, I think.
Mm-hmm. So basically, Italy was in like really bad shape.
Yeah,
you know, like they were in ruins in some of the cities, and they just had all that happening, and they just didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
so
the main character of the movie is a man who's out of work, trying to find work to provide for his family. And he lands a job putting up posters, but the catch is that he has to have a bicycle to do the job, and he already pawned his bicycle.
Right. And then he goes home and tells his wife about the situation, so she starts taking the sheets off their bed and out of their drawers, and she says, we don't need to sleep on the sheets, so they use them.
She then pawns the sheets.
Right.
To get the money back to buy back the bike.
Right.
Yes.
So he has the bike. You know, things are looking up, and he first day of work, he goes out, you know, he learns how to glue the posters. Not a really glamorous job, but it's a job, and gives him the money. But as he's hanging up a poster, because he has to climb ladders to get up higher on the walls, someone steals his bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he starts yelling thief and chasing after the guy, and nobody gives a shit.
Not one bit.
It's crazy.
Not one bit.
It sucks. They really play on, the whole movie is pretty much about desperation. The guy just gets more and more desperate as it goes. And you can tell he just has that desperate feeling where his entire world was just taken from him, his entire means. Mm-hmm. And nobody around him is even looking up at him.
Nope.
It's the most desperate feeling in the world.
Yeah. And so the next day he goes looking for his bicycle. He takes his son with him. He's probably only,
I'd say like eight.
Eight.
Bruno is his son. Who I thought was the best act, the best character.
You know, in the movie. Wasn't even an actor. He was standing in a crowd watching them film one of the early scenes, and the director said, "I like the way you walk, so you need to be in my movie."
He seemed like he carried himself very well.
Yeah.
And his character, he stood up to his dad when he knew what was right, and yep. but he still respected and cared for his dad throughout the movie. And his dad, basically, the whole movie, his dad is trying to get the bike back because he wants to take care of his son.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process of trying to get his bike back, he just puts his son in horrible situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they... I got a little lost. Well, not lost, but the movie lost me in the church scene when he was with the old man.
Yeah.
You know, I was like... But I understand his, being desperate, you're going to start doing regrettable things, yeah. like yelling at people in church.
Yeah. He pulled an old man out of a church to because he believed he knew the kid who stole his bike.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much he finds the guy, but he can't prove that he stole the bike.
Yep.
And then he gets so desperate at the end, he tells his son to go, and then he himself steals a bike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, everybody gives a shit this time.
Right.
The mob of people.
They citizens arrest him.
And, yeah.
And this is 100% rock bottom. And the guy whose bike he stole and decided not to press charges. He
takes pity on him because his son is with him. Yeah. And he can see the desperation
yeah.
on him.
But then that final shot was just him walking
away. Well, the movie just ends.
Yeah.
And yeah. it's kind of...
There's no looking up.
Yeah.
No. But it's... You know, sometimes when you're down, things just keep adding up. And that's basically, you know, that. It's a believable story.
That's why I like the ending of it. It's not a happy ending.
Not everything works out all the
right.
time.
Right. Right. Yeah. So rate it. On 1 to 10.
I'm going to go 9.2.
Really?
Yeah.
That was higher than you yeah. ranked Citizen Kane?
Yeah. I really enjoyed this movie. I didn't go into it with high hopes at all because of the Italian aspect. Just because it's hard to get into a movie. But it's so relatable and you feel so bad for the man that I think it was done really well. I like it.
Well, I would give it... 7.9.
Okay.
I liked it. It was a good movie. Mm-hmm. I feel like Citizen Kane kind of set the bar as far as, at least for the old movies for me.
Yeah.
And it didn't capture me like that. There weren't as many profound moments as there were in Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
But with that being said, it was a good story and it was well told and it was somewhat easy to follow. But,
I'm pleasantly surprised about the movies we've watched so far.
With them being so old, you kind of come into them like, oh, I gotta watch this movie. Yeah. It's in black yeah. and white. It's yeah. almost feels like you're sitting down. It's gonna be a chore to watch.
Right. And then I just get sucked in.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I'm happy. I like this list. It's broadening what I would normally watch.
Absolutely.
You know? Like, there's not even a war movie. For a little bit, and I'm disappointed, but I'm accepting it.
Yeah.
You know? But, okay. So now that leaves one more going into the last part.
Yeah. I would recommend The Bicycle Thieves.
I would recommend it, definitely. It's not as long as the first two movies. I think it's only like a 90-minute runtime.
Yeah.
Makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
Not a lot of action. You just feel... You don't come out feeling happy.
No, it plays off of desperation, and it never really gets better.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
mm-hmm.
it's kind of the point of the movie.
All right.
Well, brings us into our next segment. What did you watch? So, Alex, what did you watch?
I watched a lot this week. I have a lot of different options, but we just rewatched the trilogy, the Pirates of the Caribbean original trilogy.
Okay.
Because I know there's like five of them now, but the first three.
Jack Sparrow.
It's so good. It's so good. It's really just fun movies to watch. They have the perfect amount of action, perfect amount of, like, story, I guess, but that just sounds cheesy. But I definitely say the third one is my favorite. That's the one with all the different pirate lords.
It's very rare that the third movie of a trilogy is better.
The first one is very, very good. The second one I don't like at all. But the third one, it just feels more like a pirate movie, you know? Not so much. The first one's definitely largely based off of the ride at Disney World.
Wow.
So the third one, they're more into the story, more like their own characters, rather than like their animatronic characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you would recommend?
Yeah. The second one, I don't care for it, but, you know.
But you kind of have to watch two to get to three.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely explains quite a bit. What about you?
I watched a new movie that came out, The Little Things, with Denzel Washington, the best actor ever. He's so darn cool. He's so darn clever. Sorry. If you know, you know. No, Denzel Washington. It's a typical Denzel pit, like Denzel movie. He's a police officer who got demoted, used to be a detective, but they bring him in to solve the big case.
Right.
There's a serial murderer going around, played by Jared Leto.
He's a quality actor.
And then he's kind of helping out the guy who replaced him.
Who's helping out who?
Denzel Washington is helping his replacement.
Okay.
Because he got demoted for reasons that will ruin the movie if I explain it to you. It came out, like, just came out. So I don't want to spoil it.
I appreciate
But that. They keep hinting at, like, something in Denzel's past, and they pretty much tie it into the new murder. It's not the best Denzel movie I've ever seen, but it's a solid movie.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of action. There's a lot of dialogue. There's not really...
Is it like a good cop movie?
Somewhat. There's a lot of Denzel Washington sitting around thinking. Okay. And it's kind of anticlimactic. There's not... Even when the movie ends, I kind of found myself sitting there like, it's over.
Been a little bit more?
Yeah, it's over.
Is there like a final fight scene?
No.
Oh. That's a little disappointing.
Very anticlimactic. Very just
Would you detective. Watch it again?
No.
No?
No.
But it was a nice one and done?
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm not mad that I watched it, but yeah. It's
Did you rent it?
No, it's on HBO.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Where would you rate it?
On the Denzel scale or on the scale of all movies?
Well, what's the best Denzel movie?
I mean, when you're talking cop,
Denzel movies.
Training Day.
Training Day's gotta be up there.
This movie's no Training Day.
Equalizer?
The Equalizer's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not a high recommendation, I guess, after I start talking about it for a while. Yeah, Glory's better.
Okay. Glory's... Have you ever seen Glory?
Don't think I have.
It's a good movie about the 54th Massachusetts in the Civil War, but that's...
This movie's up there with that one where he's the conductor of the train.
Oh.
I put it on that level. Pelham 1... Taking a Pelham 1-2-3?
Yeah.
Is it Pelham? Phelim?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. But, okay.
These people are about to be making fun of me so bad. It's okay.
It's all right.
I'll take it. I can take it.
All right, guys. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Let us know if you have any show ideas that you'd like to hear us talk about. We'd love to get any feedback we can. Make sure... For next week, number 97 on the list is Singing in the Rain. A little bit of a different style movie, but we're excited about that. Once again, thank you for listening, and stay safe.